8:44 on your Tuesday morning. Kevin Martell in again for Greg Morgan today and throughout the rest of this week. As we wake up this morning, as you've been hearing in the news and in the forecast, air quality warnings are up on the western part of the province, leading into parts of central Saskatchewan, including Saskatoon this morning, just west of Regina. Special air quality statements are up. So not quite as smoky as the warning territory, but certainly something that people in those areas might be impacted by today. Regina right now not under any kind of alert or warning. It is the summertime. The kids are out of school. And so you might be looking for ideas for activities. That is where the Saskatchewan Science Center's Ryan Halata comes in. Good morning, Ryan. Long time no talk. How you been?
I've been really good. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, no problem. Of course, a lot of families, right? They're now on summer break. They're looking for things to do. Do you notice, Ryan, a lot more families coming into the Saskatchewan Science Center during these summer months?
Absolutely. Summer is actually our busiest season. It surprises a lot of people because they think that people are, you know, going on holidays or whatever, but people are coming here on holidays too. So yeah, July and August tend to be our busiest months.
So I was perusing around the Sask Science Center website recently and came across the Phenomena. It is there right now. Tell us a little bit more about it.
So Phenomena, the exhibition, yeah, that's our visiting summer exhibition for 2025. It's all about the science of illusions and perceptions. And so, you know, there's some sort of like, you know, you're going to learn about all of these things, but through really hands-on and really immersive ways. So a couple examples are, you know, we've got an upside-down room where you take a picture and the picture looks like you're upside down, even though you're actually not. Or we've got this giant spinning tunnel where you go in and you actually feel like you are spinning around in a circle, but of course you're actually standing completely still. Some of the exhibits within it actually are sort of like magic inspired. So one of the pieces, for example, is we have this table and it's surrounded by mirrors on all the sides, but you stick your head up through the table and it looks like you're just a floating head on a plate. But of course you've actually had to crawl through this little tunnel to get up there and stick your head up there. But so, you know, on the outside, it looks really fun, but there is actually real science behind it. And so it also does, you know, a really good job of explaining that to people when they're here. It's going to be here until Labor Day. And one of the things that's really cool is it's actually just included in your general admission. So there's no additional fee or anything like that.
Lots of other activities for kids, for families. You have a number of day camps, as I understand. Walk me through some of those.
Yeah, so we have three day camps this year, which is actually kind of new for us. We put our day camps for sale up usually in March, and they actually sold out this year. And so we were able to add an entirely new stream of camps this year, which is really cool. It's the first time we've ever done that. So so we have camps for kids that are aged from 6 to 8, and then camps aged for kids from 9 to 11. And sometimes they're completely different themes, and sometimes they share a theme. But, of course, you know, the actual content is different depending on the age group. So, but this year we have Science Superstars, which is sort of, you know, the greatest hits of all of the things that we've done in the past. So you learn about robots, you learn about circuits and electricity, you learn about engineering, and you sort of do these engineering activities. And then we've got STEAM-powered. STEAM, of course, is a play on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, which is sort of like the space that science centers live in. And this is a creative camp, so it brings all of those things together, really hands-on. So they're going to, you know, work on creating their own inventions. They're going to build structure. They're going to do a little bit of coding. And then they create art with technology, which is really, really cool as well. So imagine, like, having the group work together to create a giant Rube Goldberg machine over the course of your week at camp. and then Anatomy Academy. So this is all about the, you know, the wonders of the human body. It's a lot of fun. They explore like topics around health and medicine, and the systems that keep us alive, including like organs, bones, muscles, and stuff. And then, of course, every one of our camps, you know, you're within the Science Center, you do get to explore the Science Center as well. But we also, you know, you go off to the playground, like to Candy Cane Park, you go out into Wascana Center. And of course, you always see an IMAX movie with one of the camps. So it's a lot of fun for kids for a week. We've got 5-day camps and 4-day camps too, even on those shorter weeks over the summer.
I appreciate your time this morning, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you.
in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.
7:53 on your Tuesday morning. Yeah, we're giving away passes to the Gateway Music Festival in Bengough next weekend. That is the 25th to the 27th on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page, asking what has been the best part of your summer so far. Carissa says the heat is back. Larissa, meantime, says spending all the days watching our kids play baseball. Couple comments. Others talking about going for a motorcycle ride, biking, hiking, golf. Clayton says he took the family to the Calgary Stampede for our first time. I just like being outside. Don't even really necessarily have to be doing anything. But for me, just sitting in the backyard is very nice. A backyard that is way too long. Got to mow it. Of course, it was rainy yesterday. Today, just cloudy and cooler. But it's getting pretty long back there. Time to bite the bullet and might need a machete to hack my way through some of it. That cooler in Regina this morning. Air quality warnings up for the western part of the province, hugging the Alberta border, coming into part of central Saskatchewan, Saskatoon, Prince Albert included. Not Regina. There are special air quality statements up for Moose Jaw and areas to the west of that. So close to us, we heard from Environment Canada's Jason Knight earlier this morning on the smoke.
We've got lots of dense smoke just sitting in place. It's been light northerly winds for the last day or so from those fires up in the LaRange area. And unfortunately now there's almost no airflow in the southwest corner, so the dense smoke is mostly just sitting there today. Saskatoon, some of the worst air quality in the province there with very, very poor air quality, AQHI 10 plus currently, and likely to continue for at least a few more hours. And we don't expect that smoke to move too much today. Hopefully expecting a little bit of improvement throughout the day. But with everything fairly stagnant flow for at least another day, we'll be seeing those air quality warnings continue for a while yet in the province.
And that is Environment Canada's Jason Knight on the weather. A lot of us are traveling these days. Some on our summer road trips. Others are hitting the sky, and we're getting an update on that front this morning from Regina Airport CEO James Bogus on the line with me this morning. Morning, James, and freshly compiled, I understand you have the latest passenger numbers from last month in June at the airport. Lay them on us, man.
We do. And you know, was really interested to find this, Kevin, because, you know, with all the U.S. Talk with the tariffs, yeah, concern about the economy, et cetera, we had an unbelievable June. Now, we've got a lot of new flights, but we actually grew almost 10% year over year. And the big news for the listeners is this is a 2.3% increase over 2019 highs. First month this year, my friend, that we broke 2019 highs, and that was June. So great month for YQR, great month for the community.
Wow. So you can call it a successful summer travel season thus far.
So far. Well, you know, big kudos to, you know, the hotel association, tourism folks, I mean, the economic development folks. Remember, we're bringing in conferences to the city. You're seeing a lot of visitors coming. It's been a very, very busy summer, and this is just the beginning. We've got those new flights to Halifax. We've got, of course, Kelowna. We're sharing a service with Saskatoon to Montreal. Lots of service to hubs and those two U.S. flights. It's been a busy, busy start to the summer.
Are we flying, speaking of the U.S., are we flying down to the U.S. less, are you finding?
Well, you would imagine there would be those challenges, but honestly, we've seen growth in the U.S. market. We have to remember, though, we've got two daily nonstop flights. We've got Denver that started in May. We've obviously got the Minneapolis flight that started last April. We have seen this year 14,000 additional, so that's incremental, new passengers traveling from YQR to a U.S. destination. It's almost a 49% increase over last year. And this is primarily because we have those two daily services. I'm not going to suggest these planes are always going out full, but they're going out full some days, and on days where they're not, we're probably seeing 60-70% load factor. Very strong, given the circumstances that we're seeing down south.
Yeah, and that has to be potential good news for the future in securing those flights, perhaps maybe longer term, James.
Absolutely. You know, we worked really hard. Our community asked for these flights. Nobody saw these tariffs coming a few years ago, and you know, we're marketing for these services. But these are really good-sized planes. They are not huge. We're talking about a 50-seat regional jet going into Denver. We're talking about a 78-seat Q400 going into Minneapolis. And Denver is the sixth busiest airport in the entire world right now. That's a massive hub. So connecting beyond, whether you're going to Europe, whether you're going to the U.S., lots of opportunity down there. It's a great flight.
Regina Airport CEO James Bogus on the line with me this morning. You mentioned earlier the flight about to Halifax, the direct flight from Regina to Halifax. How is that doing? Are people going there?
Well, we don't get route-specific data from WestJet like that, but anecdotally, yes, I'm hearing it's been very popular. What we have to remember, though, is Halifax alone is a great destination for going to Canada, but it's been a jumping-off point for Europe for WestJet. They've made a big investment in the Halifax airport, and they want to have you one-stop those connections on Sundays when it operates. Just reminding the listeners, it's a weekly service, and this has been a big push for them. That's why you're seeing airports like Regina and Saskatoon getting these flights in addition to those wanting to go to Halifax. So, yeah, been good success so far. Hopefully it sticks around. It's going to be for the summer, and we'll see what WestJet does with it next year.
Any other efforts to increase domestic offerings to and from Regina? Anything that you can share on that front?
Yeah, certainly. You know, WestJet, Air Canada's pretty much status quo year over year. I think they're down actually about 1.5% in terms of total seats. Basically, they're flat. WestJet's the real story here. They made a massive investment in Saskatchewan. This includes both airports. Regina's really benefited as well. We're seeing almost record-breaking capacity to places like Calgary. Got to remember, my friend, this is the global hub of WestJet. You can go virtually anywhere from Calgary. So we're seeing a lot of that opportunity to go to their global hub, which means you can connect to the world. More capacity by a wide margin, like we're talking 3,000-4,000 additional seats per month on some of these routes. Very exciting for our community.
James, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
Regina Airport CEO James Bogus.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings, and yeah, I know who I am.
8:22 on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Ag in Motion gets going this week. In fact, today in Langham, that's just northwest of Saskatoon along Highway 16, about 15 minutes or so from Saskatoon. It is the largest outdoor farm expo in Western Canada, featuring the latest advancements in agriculture, technology, and equipment. Might be a little smoky to start us off today. That area has an air quality warning. And in Saskatoon, they're telling us that, yeah, it's a lot worse, the air quality there. Earlier this morning, it was at 10-plus risks, so the highest it can go on Environment Canada's Air Quality Health Index. Ag in Motion show director Rob O'Connor says it is an important year for their event.
I think the tariffs are kind of the straw that has broken the camel's back.
Now, the event runs from today until Thursday, opening daily from 8:30 until 4:30. Speaking of tariffs, the Prime Minister is meeting with his cabinet today, talking about the ongoing Canada-U.S. trade negotiations. Both countries are working toward a trade deal by an August 1st deadline. So what's that, about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks from now, after Trump just threatened 35% tariffs on Canada? Mark Carney is also set to meet with premiers next week, see if they can advance on this. Hey, this morning we had the latest inflation number you've been hearing in the newscast just coming out within about the last, 2 hours or so. StatsCan says the annual rate rose last month to 1.9%, up from 1.7% in May, a little higher, but still within that 2% target. We paid more for new and used vehicles. The agency says used vehicle prices rose year over year in June for the first time in 18 months, thanks to tighter inventories. Saskatchewan's rate, by the way, hit 1.7% last month, up from 1.6% in May. Speaking of up, Everyone loves a good home run. There were a lot of them last night. The home run derby happened, and the current major league leader in home runs won the derby. How fitting for Seattle Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh.
This is such an incredible year and first half that Raleigh had. He's got more homers at the first half than he's had in any regular season. And he's got his entire family. I mean, a special part of this night. That's his dad, and that's his younger brother who's catching, surrounded by love and support.
What a great picture right now. This is a good family picture.
Cal crushes another.
Coming off hot, too.
Way back on the first two. Three in a row.
You can hear his brother. His brother's yelling, oh, yeah.
Woo! Monster moonshot. He got one more.
Hey!
And he goes deep to center. The Dominican dominance comes to an end. The Big Dumper is your Home Run Derby champion for 2025.
Cal Raleigh, the Home Run Derby champion. You did it with your father throwing to you. You did it with your brother behind the plate. What does this mean to you?
It means the world, you know. I could hit zero home runs and I would have had just as much fun, so I just can't believe we won. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the win comes with $1 million. He is the first catcher, the first switch hitter to ever win the Derby. Those two things, just the second Mariner, along with Ken Griffey Jr., who won, of course, the Derby three times during his career. And tonight, it is the MLB All-Star Game itself. Blue Jays' Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he will start at first base for the American League. Toronto catcher Alejandro Kirk is also on the roster, but not a starter. CJME News Time is now 8:26.